Joys and concerns for this morning.
Well, it's getting closer to our time to be moving, and we still don't know where we're moving to. So it's getting extremely, people are anxious and very tense, and there's some conflict going on in the office right now. So prayer for peace and calm, and this transition that has left everybody in limbo.
Okay. Remember that.
Continue to keep my neighbor Sylvester Shields and his wife in prayer. He's not able to eat anything. He's just drinking insure. I talked to him yesterday, and I said, Dave said he saw you, but he didn't have much to say. He says, I don't have much to say anymore. Okay.
Travis?
Yeah, a praise for James Hayman, who had a tumor removed off his brain a little over a week ago, right?
Tuesday.
Last Tuesday.
I worked with him.
He's already long in care of him.
Nice.
And so he's got a long road to go, but he sounds so chipper, ready to get back to work, and we're like, oh, hold on, just a minute now. But he is really, really excited that he is back home in Carabao, also. I'm sure that people are loving him. So we're keeping this in your prayer.
My friend Deborah Shaw, her boyfriend, his brother-in-law, or son-in-law, I'm sorry, has a brain tumor also. It's inoperable, but it's treatable. So I don't have his name, but it's Matthew's son.
Just I don't know if everyone knows that Judy was able, they were able to do the successful transfer of the stem cells back into her body. That she is fighting, her body is fighting that, and the stem cells are fighting the chemo, and so they're trying to renew her, and it's a process of, I think she's knows what's going to happen. The doctor says she's textbook where she should be, everything, all the symptoms, but I know her, and she is not very patient, and so she wants this to happen pretty quickly, but God's doing a work in her, and we'll just pray that she has the strength to endure.
Mark and Joanne, we're so happy that you're back with us. We missed you.
Oh, we missed you all. I have a prayer request for Mark. He goes down on the 10th to have his vessel scoped.
Yes.
He has 7 stents, and I think they might
have the guy through.
Okay.
Yeah, Mark.
Also, my mama ended up getting a pacemaker when she got back to Kokomo, Indiana. She's doing better.
His first name is Ryan.
I know that Travis and I have a long prayer list, and all the people on our prayer list are really, really sick. They're very, very sick. And I've thought a couple of times, I'm like, Lord, why are these people in our circle, our immediate circle, so sick? And I'm just grateful that we can pray for them. Sometimes you don't know what to do, but everybody needs prayer. And when you're in a situation, like for me with these men that I work with, what a wonderful way for me to get to witness. When they come to me to talk to me about what's going on, I can just say, can I pray with you? And they're like, yeah, I do. These big old burly men, you know, crying. And I'm grateful that we have prayer to be able to lift one another up. Keep praying, church.
Can we put your prayer you were talking.
Yeah, James, his name is James Hayman. And he's just a special person. He's a great, great guy. My friend Odie is still doing well, still recovering from his transplant of a new liver.
Yes.
I have somebody else that's been diagnosed with breast cancer.
Otis, is he the one that was he was dying?
He was dying, yes. Yes, Mark. He's back home. Isn't that amazing? Back home. Walking around in the cool of the morning, he says.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has he accepted Christ yet?
He's still kind of, but he told me in a text that he really now realizes the severity of where he has been the last 10 months. And made a comment about, I'm beginning to have a belief in your God.
Very good.
Keep praying.
Yep, absolutely.
Did you have something else, Travis?
I had another praise. He got called over the night. We were the grandkids and her son and Christy were headed to Carabel, and a car came right toward them, right behind them, curved right at the top. I could see it in the rear view mirror, and head-on collision with a car coming the other way.
Oh,
and there's some people that are in severe trouble, but they were shaken up, to say the least.
Okay.
And that could have been them. I mean, we were too weak to thank for God. God's grace
yes.
covers us.
Anybody else?